You are listening to Between the Covers on your community radio station, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carver. This is Tofu Dave, and today I have Douglas Adams with me, who helped the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu write The Book of Joy. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning, Dave. Great to be with you.
You know, I read The Book of Joy in this past week, and I tend to be a pretty happy person, so I'm looking forward to this chat with you. And one of the things that actually amazed me is the response that the book has gotten. It's a bestseller on Amazon, and I've frankly never seen such positive reviews. There are about 100 reviews on Amazon, 95% or so of them are five-star, and the balance are four-star. The response the book has been getting is just amazing, and I was wondering if you could give me some insight into why you feel it's gotten this sort of positive response.
Well, it has been incredibly gratifying to see how much the book is helping people and the impact it's had. You know, it was really wonderful when Oprah picked it as one of her favorite things for the holidays, saying that joy is the greatest gift you can give. You know, the readers have been saying things like the book is even helping them confront things like chronic pain, or one reader told us that it had stopped him from committing suicide. I mean, just incredible impacts that this book has been able to have in people's lives. And I think that, you know, the Book of Joy is just, you know, it's dealing with the deepest aspects of our experience of life. You know, it's dealing with, you know, the realities that we all face of how do we find joy in the face of adversity, in the face of the suffering that we experience in our world and witness in our world. And I just think that, you know, it's not kind of this, you know, we knew this book was going to be inspiring because here are the two of the most inspiring people on the planet. But what we were able to do, because we had a week with them and their incredible friendship, their incredible love for each other, the incredible humor and joy and, you know, hilarity that they, you know, have, you know, cracking jokes and teasing each other. And we really tried to share both their humanity, their humor, their stories. So it's really, you know, it's not like you're reading some kind of a sermon. You're really getting to spend a week with the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu like you're hanging out and being friends. And I think that's a pretty extraordinary and rare experience for people to be able to have that kind of intimacy and that kind of experience with two of the great heroes of our time.
Doug, one of the things that struck me is often when people think of avoiding suffering or discovering joy, they think of it in a sense a little bit narcissistically, just looking at themselves. And one of the things that struck me in the conversations between the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu was the point of view that some of that is being involved in the world and helping other people and not removing yourself from society, if I may put it that way. Does that make sense for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, one of the fascinating, so we went out to the world and we asked the world for their questions that they wanted to ask. And the number one question that we got was not how can I live with more joy, but how do I live with joy in a world so filled with suffering?
Correct.
And I think that's something that we're all asking ourselves now while we see, when we see so much suffering in the world. And, I mean, they really, I mean, we have a chapter in the book, I mean, one of the obstacles to joy is about despair, you know, and one of the things they remind us is that the news is an aberration. You know, that is only a very small part of what's happening on planet Earth. The vast majority of what's happening is actually the kind of love that parents are giving to children and friends are giving to one another and people in hospitals are giving to, you know, patients. You know, so they help us shift perspective away from looking at the heartache and pain that's happening while not ignoring it. And I think that that's one of the powerful things about this book is it's not about, and I think when I went into this process and working on this book, I thought that joy and sorrow were these opposites. And, you know, the goal was to live in this kind of bliss bubble, you know, and try to push sorrow away. and, you know, going to kind of live in this kind of perpetual yoga class or something. And the reality is that what they remind us is that sorrow and joy are like two sides of the same coin.
And you have to have one without the other.
Exactly. And that actually, you know, what the Dalai Lama says is you can turn any adversity into a good opportunity if you have the right perspective. You can take it as and use it as a way to actually grow yourself and contribute to others. It's like, you know, Archbishop Tutu says, it's like a muscle. You know, when you know, you're not going to get a strong muscle without resistance. And it seems like, you know, our character, our souls are the same, that we need that resistance in order to grow and to deepen us. And when we see it in that light, when we see it with that frame of really using adversity as an opportunity and shifting our perspective, we're able to find a great deal more joy in our lives and actually to be much more contributive and useful to others in alleviating their suffering.
So well said. We've got these muscles and we've got to use them. We've got to flex them again. The Book of Joy, a week-long conversation between the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. I'm speaking with Douglas Abrams. The book is out. You can get it on Amazon. And in closing, I just want to mention also, Doug, your companion site, if I may call it that, humanjourney.com, which you created with Desmond Tutu. Very interesting site. And for people that want to sort of get into a little more what you mean by forgiving and flexing these joy muscles, there are some interesting pointers and tips on that website. So I'd like to mention that to our listeners as well. Any final thoughts, Doug, as we close up our Between the Covers conversation here?
Sure. I mean, one of the, you know, the book is kind of divided into three parts, you know, the nature of true joy, the obstacles to joy, and the pillars of joy. And as you mentioned, forgive is actually one of the pillars of joy, and I had the privilege of working with Archbishop Tutu to create the Forgiveness Challenge, which helps people to forgive, which is on the Human Journey site, as you mentioned.
Right.
If people are interested in learning more about the book, there's a book website called bookofjoy.org, and there's these incredible videos as well that people can see of the two of them, and their magical and hilarious interactions.
Well, thank you so much, Douglas. Again, the Book of Joy on your community radio station, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Ann Arbor, Between the Covers with Tofu Dave. We'll be back at you with our next conversation in about a week. Thanks so much.
Great to talk with you, Dave. Thank you. Thank you for listening.